scripture reading. We'll read Matthew 5, verses 1 through 11. Seeing the crowds, he went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account."
Have you guys, like, just stepped outside and looked around lately?
It's beautiful outside.
It's amazing. So Danielle and I, we just took off on Thursday right after Bible study and went home, loaded up the kids, took off, went up Highway 2, stopped off at Stevens Pass at the summit, let the kids play in the snow for a little bit, and then went all the way into Leavenworth. We had a hotel room there in Leavenworth, and it was within walking distance of all the shops and everything and in Leavenworth, and so... You know, checked into the hotel and threw the baby in the stroller and grabbed the kids by the hand and went and just wandered around Leavenworth for hours. It was amazing. Next morning, got up, went to a park, and then took off up to Winthrop for lunch, and then spent the afternoon in Winthrop and had ice cream, a brownie, and some coffee at Sherry's Sweet Shop.
It's against the law to go to Winthrop and not have ice cream at Sherry's.
I know, right? I know, and it was just... It was all about adventuring, and in adventuring, in just playing tourist in our own backyard, right? But the whole precept of the trip was to go see the fall colors, and it was pretty amazing, especially coming up Washington Pass. I was blown away, and then we get to the overlook, Washington Pass, and there's still snow up there, so we're trying to get them to go to the overlook to, you know, see everything was like pulling teeth because there's like snow. But it was amazing. To see their excitement for something so small was really taught me what it was like to be merciful. Because if we can approach every situation with every person that we come into contact with that tenderness of joy, love, care, and compassion, and understanding, and excitement, we are being merciful. Because we're not judging, we're not condemning. We're loving unconditionally. And I got all that just from the simple act of a child playing with snow. So, here we are. Merciful, or mercy. Who here has experienced mercy? Mercy. As I've been thinking about this all morning driving out here, I'm going, mercy, mercy, mercy me. Like, trying to, like, I don't want to do this. Can you be merciful on me? And can you just come down and preach it for me, God? So to show mercy, what is it to show mercy to somebody? Usually we look at, when we've been doing this whole series on the Beatitudes, we've been putting what is unrighteousness compared to righteousness, what is this compared to that. But today I just want to, mercy is just such a beautiful thing. What is it to show mercy to somebody? Kindness. Yeah. Kindness.
Forgiveness.
I heard forgiveness from three different places. That's pretty cool. Is there, okay, I'm going to sidetrack here a little bit. Is there a difference between forgiveness and forgetfulness.
Yeah.
Okay, how so?
Well, forgiveness is a very...
You can forget the person.
Say that again.
You may never forget, but you can forgive them.
You might not forget a person's actions that have caused you anger, pain, or discomfort, but you are able to forgive those actions and show them mercy. Yeah. Some, yeah. I could be up here for hours. So what's next? What's kindness, forgiveness? What else is another aspect of mercy? You know, sometimes I'll go online and I'll look at all these sister definitions of the word and all of that, but like what? I mean, we all understand mercy, so what is it? How would we explain it in one word?
Love.
Compassion.
Empathy.
Understanding.
Yeah.
Grace extended.
Yeah. What is that famous comparison between grace and mercy?
Mercy is not getting what you do deserve, and grace is getting something you don't deserve.
Exactly. I was trying to remember that. I'm getting mixed up.
Can you say that louder and more clear? So the
mercy.
So beautiful. And what's cool is because of who our Father is, that is in His will for us. Grace and mercy. Grace extended.
We had a lovely conversation between the people at our table on Friday at the community center, and it was enlightening.
Yeah. Yeah.
On this subject? Well, just understanding how the different people at the table felt about being saved by grace.
Mm-hmm. There's so many different beliefs out there. And some of them, when you hear them, you just want to bang your head on the table and say, what is wrong with you? No, I'm kidding. What else is mercy?
And that's mercy when you bang your head and not theirs.
Exactly. Thank you for recognizing that. I was wondering if somebody was going to get that. So in Matthew 18:33, it says, and should not you have mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you? And should you not have mercy on your fellow servant? Because we're all servants, right? We are all servants of God. We are all servants of Jesus. We are all servants of the Holy Spirit, the Trinity, right? We live to serve them. Like I was talking about in the beginning when I said, you know, I choose to serve Him and I choose to praise Him. Because I know He's going to have mercy on me. He's going to have mercy on my son with cancer. He's going to have mercy on this entire situation. So how can I exude that mercy to somebody else? And should you not have mercy on your fellow servant as I've had mercy on you? God showed me mercy when Michael's cancer didn't spread. So how can I share that mercy now with somebody else? That's what I want to know going forward. How do I share that? How do I proclaim that? How do I amplify that to everybody around me? How do we do that? What's another word for mercy?
Caring,
love, kindness, forgiveness, love, compassion, empathy, understanding, grace, extended. Faith in God. faith in God to be righteous and just for his name's sake. In anything that we do, right? Faith in God. As long as I have faith in God and his mercy on me, I will be able to be merciful to somebody else. Does it always work? No, I fall short constantly. I get angry. When I found out about Mikey's cancer diagnosis, I just had to sit there and be quiet for days because I just wanted to yell. But I had nothing to yell at. How do you yell at cancer, right? How do you yell at that stuff? So I was quiet. And in that, I showed mercy to those who were around me because I didn't take out my anger and frustration on them, right? But mercy. In Matthew 25, we should know this pretty well by now, Matthew 25, 34 through 40, it says, Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you drink? And when did we see you a stranger and welcome you, or naked and clothe you? And when did we see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will answer them, truly I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of these, my brothers, you did it to me. So when we show kindness to somebody who is suffering and having mercy upon them, we are having mercy upon Jesus himself. When we forgive those who have wronged us, we're showing forgiveness to the face of Christ. When we love the unlovable, we are loving Jesus. Compassion, empathy, understanding, grace extended, faith in God. When we have all of that and we share that with you, all of you, we are sharing that with Jesus. But we got to do it more than just in this room. We got to do it out there too. We can't just talk about it in here every Sunday like, oh, cool. We got to do it out there too, even when it's difficult, even when it's hard. Even when it's like, oh man, that guy smells, I don't want to talk to him. As you're going up there, you know.
We used to have a banner across the back, a paper banner that said, the service begins when the service ends, right?
Yeah.
Is that how we
had
it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Is that similar to this one up here?
No, this was our celebrating
ascension. This is an original old computer printout.
Yes. Dot matrix.
Dot matrix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do we still have it?
No. That would have been rumpled up and discarded,
yeah.
But it's we can make a new one.
I think we should.
Yeah.
I think we should. Proverbs 19:17, whoever is generous to the poor lends to the Lord, and he will repay him or her for their deed. Whoever is generous and lends to the poor,
how did it go again?
Lends to the Lord, and the Lord will repay them for their deed. So how does that fit here?
Generosity.
I like that word. Generosity. Sharing. How else?
Being kind to the poor doesn't just mean money.
Nope. You're right.
And being kind to the poor doesn't mean poor because they don't have a lot of money.
Right.
So when we see a need and we do something about it, and any of our fellow men and women, we are giving them mercy. And when we give them mercy like that, when we see a need and we meet it somehow, then we're giving that to the Lord.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a sacrifice then, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
Yeah, a good example, a good example is patience. If you're in a hurry to get somewhere and somebody needs to talk to you, and you just settle down and you stand and hear what they have to say. Yesterday at work, I was in a situation kind of like that, but it was a little guy about, I don't know, 6 years old, and I was supposed to, I had a handful of Junior Ranger booklets that I needed to go deliver someplace, and this little kid heard the word Junior Ranger and just launched into this excited, wide-eyed thing about how he had done a Junior Ranger and on, and I just, there was nothing I could do but just stand and let him just gush, and it was really fun. And his dad was sort of looking apologetic, like, yeah, this could go on for a while, you know. And I just said, really, that's wonderful, you know, we're just talking. But that, you know, we do that with adults all the time that have to talk. They need something to say, and you're kind of going, you know,
yeah,
I'm gonna miss my whatever. But that's being merciful when you show them some patience and kindness.
Freely given.
Listening, hearing. So some people will listen, but they don't hear what you're saying. And some people will hear what you're saying, but don't want to listen to you, right? So when we take the time to actually listen or hear what people are saying, sometimes the greatest form of mercy is just sitting with somebody in silence. When somebody is going through a really troubled time, loss of a family member, their life is upside down, they're getting ready to go through a divorce, and they don't even have words to express how they're feeling, sometimes we just need to sit here and listen.
There's a couple that comes in. They're separated, and they have a little girl. And there's a woman that comes. She has to be there. She brings the daughter.
Because supervised visits.
Supervisor situation. And I shared this before, but the woman was visibly upset about something, and I didn't have the slightest idea anything about what it was about. And I just went up and gave her a hug. I didn't say a word. I just hugged her. That's all you can do sometimes.
Yeah.
And I didn't ask any questions either. And the next day she shared with me, she lost her daughter. You know, it can be anything.
Anything.
Hugging the unhuggable. Write that up there.
Yeah.
You want me to?
Yeah.
Okay. Hugging the
sort of a metaphor for any action that you can take that you don't really want to take at the time, but you do it.
Yeah,
it turns out well.
When we do all of this freely, freely given, but when we do, that's mercy. When we pray for those who we absolutely cannot stand, that is mercy. Luke 6:36 says, "Be merciful even as your Father is merciful." So all those things that we know that we are forgiven for, so is the person on our left and so is the person on our right. It is not our place to hold judgment on them for their actions just because they think that their sin is bigger than our own. Because you know what? If you look in James, it says a sin, it's basically, if you break the law, you break the law, you're done. Sort of like that. But when we hold on to those judgments of other people for their actions, we're not showing mercy. We're showing condemnation, judgment that isn't ours. And I think a little bit of hate. So, mercy. Grace. Grace, mercy. It's all stuff that we don't deserve. But God gives it to us anyways, because He loves us. We need to go forth and love just like Him. I know it's easier said than done a lot of times, and sometimes we can only do it from a distance. Sometimes we can only do it through prayer from a few states away, or a few towns away, or a few miles away. But we need to love everybody. We need to also show them some mercy. So I'm going to pray for us. Father, thank you for today. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your forgiveness, love, compassion, empathy, and understanding. Thank you for your generosity. Thank you for listening and hearing us. I pray as we go throughout our week that we will be able to show mercy upon somebody as it has been shown upon us. In Jesus' name, amen.